Roman numeral 6. As the mystery of God, Christ is the embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead. Colossians 2:9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. A. All the fullness of the Godhead refers to the entire Godhead, the complete God. 1. The word Godhead refers to deity and strongly indicates the deity of Christ. 2. Since the Godhead comprises the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the fullness of the Godhead must be the fullness of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 3. For Christ to be the embodiment of the fullness of the Godhead means that the fullness of the triune God dwells in Christ in a bodily form. Small a. This implies the physical body that Christ put on in his humanity, and it indicates that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ as the one who has a human body. Small b. Before his incarnation, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in Christ as the eternal Word, but it did not dwell in him bodily. Small c. After he became incarnate, clothed with a human body, the fullness of the Godhead began to dwell in him in a bodily way, and in his glorified body, now and forever, it dwells. B. Fullness in Colossians 2:9 refers not to the riches of God, but to the expression of the riches of God. 1. The riches are the quantity of an object, whereas the fullness is the flowing out, the overflow of the object to become the expression of the object. 2. What dwells in Christ is not only the riches of the Godhead, but also the expression of the riches of what God is. Small a. God's fullness is the overflow of his riches, and this overflow is God's expression. Small b. The fullness of the Godhead is the expression of the Godhead, the expression of what God is. 3. The Godhead is expressed both in the old creation, the universe, and in the new creation, the church. C. When the Son of God was incarnated as a man, with him was the fullness of God, and of this fullness we have all received. John 1:16. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. 1. In John 1:16, grace does not refer to the riches of grace, but to the fullness of grace. The riches of grace are in God, but the fullness of grace is in Christ Jesus. 2. The grace we receive is the fullness of grace. Beginning from the time we are saved, we may receive grace upon grace. 3. The phrase grace upon grace in John 1:16 can be compared to the rolling waves of the sea that come in wave upon wave without ceasing.